It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rockford's home for Classic Rock 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It is Double T. We got a lot to cover in this little time, so I'm going to hop right to it. It's time for Music Talk Tuesday with Tom Liu from Sound Matters. Tom, how you doing today?
Double T, I'm doing good, man. We talked about this a lot, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We talked about it the last, two, 3 years anyway on this segment and others. And the inductees just came out since last week we got together. And I know you and I both got a lot to say about this, Double T. The inductees are in this year. What do you think? Are you good? Thumbs up, thumbs down? We've been really patient with this organization. You and I both have said many times, look, it's rock and roll is a spirit. It's an attitude. But every year, it seems like it's getting farther and farther away from rock and roll. What are your thoughts on this year?
Yeah, I mean, they've been giving us hints, you know, that the hall was going to open its doors to more, let more people have an opportunity to get in, to be a part of this. Successful artists and bands and musicians that in the past would not have been necessarily put in the category of rock and roll. But now, yeah, it's opened up, and that's what this class is. It's a very interesting class. If you go through all the years, I think this year I've heard more complaining and seen more complaining than any other year so far.
So have I. I've been reading it online and hearing about it. Really quick, for those who don't know, let's list them off. Going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2023, we got Sheryl Crow, George Michael, Missy Elliott, Willie Nelson. They're all making the Rock Hall after their first nominations, those artists. Kate Bush is going in after being inducted. This is her fourth nomination. Rage Against the Machine get the nod after their fifth try. And the Spinners, the R&B classic group, also inducted after four nominations. And then there's the three categories, Double T. It's a special committee made up of seven artists and music experts who decide our awards for musical excellence and musical influence. That's coming from the chairman. So there's only seven artists and experts, whoever those are, that make up these other awards. Musical Influence Excellence Award and the Ahmet Erdogan Award. And we've got this year DJ Kool Herc and guitarist Link Wray going in. Chaka Khan, Al Cooper, and lyricist Bernie Taupin from Elton John fame, and Don Cornelius, the creator of Soul Train, all going in those special categories, and that rounds out this year's Rock Hall. Wow, it's diverse, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted to do it, and they did it, and I know, like, I think like, maybe one of the first things we want to talk about here is the name. It's been talked about a lot, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Should it be changed? Probably, but this is what I'm thinking, Tom, and I've been thinking about this for the last couple of days since we talked, said we were going to talk about this, to rebrand something known like this is not an easy task. So imagine having to wipe out basically everything Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and have it become, I don't know, the Music Hall of Fame or something like that. It's not just something you go, all right, I'm just going to go to my Facebook page. I'm going to change my name here. I mean, it's a lot to go for just to change the name. You know what I mean?
True. And will that solve the problem? I mean, you think about it. Even if they did go to all that trouble, which is probably not super likely, although speaking of hints, some of the verbiage I'm seeing from some of the people associated with it, I think they're considering it more than they ever did, but will they really do it? You know, probably not for the reasons you said and others. You know, they do have a branding issue, though. That's where everybody gets hung up. Is it rock and roll? Heck, even Jay-Z, the icon hip-hop artist who went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here, what, 2-3 years ago now, he suggested that it might be time for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to change its name. You know, when artists being nominated and inducted are questioning their own, quote, rock and roll credentials. Dolly Parton last year said, I'm not rock and roll. I don't want to go in. They put her in anyway. Now we got Willie Nelson this year. Again, iconic artists. I'm not down in Dolly or Willie or any of these people. It's just, do they belong in this, you know? And you're right, though. The branding of it is very difficult to change. They've got buildings and everything else, you know, with this stuff on it. However, I don't think it would silence all the critics, even if they did do that, you know?
Right. And let's look back at, you know, the history of rock and roll. Rock and roll basically started in the 50s. So, you know, rock and roll is music for the youth, basically. You know, this is what you listen to when you're younger. The definition of rock and roll has changed, or the kind of rock and roll that youth, the kids, the teens, the young people like, changed from the 50s to the 60s, to the 70s, to the 80s, to the 90s, to the 2000s, to the 2010s, to the 2020s. It's different. So if you take somebody that grew up in the 50s or 60s and take someone that's grown up listening to rock and roll in the 2000s, their definition is going to be very, very different. And I think that's kind of the problem, is that it's evolved. And as music evolves and different genres mesh together, and, you know, you get a kid now that he could have a orchestra background that enjoys hip-hop, and he grew up with his parents listening to rock, and puts it all together in one sort of sound. And what is it? You know, to the average rock fan, they're like, I don't get it. But that's what someone's into. And I think I have a problem. I was told a long time ago to not make fun of types of music and what people listen to, because everybody has their favorite, and someone's going to make fun of you for what you listen to.
Definitely. And look, and I, just because I've said this a lot, you know, just because I or any person doesn't like this artist or that artist, or you don't like that style of music or that genre of music or whatever, fine, that's great. You got your opinion. We all do. Listen to something else. Listen to something different. But to throw out an entire artist, oh, well, they're no good. They shouldn't be in. I mean, I don't know, you know, this artist or that artist in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's not downing their contributions. It's just the branding thing. Because, you know, there's a lot of rock and roll fans who think that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for the reasons you just outlined, Double T, depending on how old you are and when you grew up, has a huge influence on this argument. But a lot of people think, you know, rock and roll should be focused almost exclusively on, you know, the music that defined FM radio created in the 70s, which we now know as classic rock, which is what, you know, we talk about on this program and this segment every single week and stuff like that. But like you said, music is for the youth. And John Sykes, the chairman of the Rock Hall, says, you know, I've told the board and all of our committees that we have an ongoing commitment to honor the artists who really created the sound of youth culture. Just like you said, that means, he says, rock and roll as well as hip hop, R&B and rap, etc. And I guess you have to put country in there now, too, because we've seen all the country artists going in. But there's a lot more country artists in besides Willie and Dolly. Hank Williams is in, Brenda Lee, Johnny Cash. They're all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So this isn't the first time that country artists have gone in and stuff like that. But I don't think they're going to change the name simply because it just gets all this press every time they release the nominees and then the inductees and all this controversy. Which, getting attention is the currency that you're looking for in this day and age, you know?
Yeah, I do know. And here's the other thing about it. At this point, we're really lucky because there are many, many rock artists that still deserve to get in and haven't gotten in yet. And I think a lot of them eventually will. Obviously, it'll be way past their prime, and it happens in everything. The Football Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame, the Hockey Hall of Fame, although any Hall of Fame, some people don't get in until way late, and it's sad. They should have been gotten in the first year of eligibility or the second year, but that's how it is. But now let's look ahead to the future. Let's look to 20 years from now, 30 years from now. Who is going to be the artist? What is it? Oh, it's 25 years, right? 25 years. So let's look 25 years from now. Who will be the current artist now that would fit to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Great question. And what's that going to look like? Yeah. And there's going to be some great artists that are coming out now and that we haven't even heard of yet. But again, you said it a minute ago. What about the artists that came before? I've said this before. I'm kind of a stickler on the, you know, the influence thing. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was supposed to be founded initially on that concept, primarily influence. These artists came out with this music, influenced all these other artists. Well, you know, we've left out a lot of really great artists that have influenced artists that have been put in later, and yet they're influencers. are overlooked again and again and again. And we know there's issues with the Rock Hall and some personal beef between, you know, some of the people from Rolling Stone, maybe, or at least it was with some of the artists and all that stuff, and the politics of that, the popularity contest of all that. That's also criticized by people as part of the reason why some get in and some don't. But man, put in the Foreigners and the, you know, all the bands, the Jethro Tulls and all the ones that deserve to be in, that haven't been in and they got overlooked all of these years before, or at least concurrently with these newer artists.
Right. But you got to remember, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a business, and they're trying to drive people to come to the museum. Because, I mean, I'm sure the majority of Cleveland has been there. So you're looking for people to come in from all over the world to travel to Cleveland to go to it. You're looking for people to watch the ceremony, to vote, to look on the website, to show up at events and stuff. So when it comes down to it, it's really a business. And that's what it is, the music business. And we all know that the music business is shady.
It is shady and it's tough. And that's why, a lot of these bands that we say get overlooked every year, you know, they're not the top of the game anymore. They're past tense to a lot of people. And I think that's why they get so overlooked. But you're right. It is a business. They got to hit the cash register. But man, I don't know. I'm growing more impatient with how spread out it is under the current moniker, you know, and I think they need to do something. Who knows? It could even be a boon for them and make it even more popular going forward. If they do, as difficult as that might be, we'll see. We'll keep talking about it in the meantime, I guess.
Right. And the only problem that I do have with the changing the name is my fear is that some of these bands that have been waiting and deserve to be there, like the Foreigner. Foreigner is an incredible example. If it becomes a music hall of fame as opposed to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, will those artists be forgotten?
Or are they going to have a, you know, the categories, you know, rock, hip-hop, country, whatever. Will they? You're right. There's so many. I mean, Steppenwolf, Jethro Tull, Bad Company, Kansas, REO, Foreigner, Made in Deal. All of these artists not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But we got, you know, Missy Elliott and some of these others going in this year. Again, great artists in their own right. But before these guys, I realize I'm hashtag old guy talking with that. Right, but it doesn't change their deservingness of it.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think you would have more fans of Missy Elliott or Foreigner show up to a ceremony or show up to an event?
Good question. But Missy Elliott, Double T, she's not new. She's she's been around for 30 years herself in hip hop. So that's a good question.
Yeah. It just there's so many questions about it. It's not going to change. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Makes for fun stuff to talk about, though, that's for sure. And debate and argue about. Just go online. It's everywhere.
Definitely, definitely. Tom, thank you so much. Tell everybody about Sound Matters real quick.
Sound Matters, music and entertainment talk, podcast, soundmatters.tv. All of our past Music Talk Tuesdays are there as interviews I've done through the years or on anywhere you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, all that. And we appreciate the support, Double T, and look forward to next week, as always.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it, man. Always fun to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Never ceases to entertain. Thanks, Double T.
It's Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.